Hello and welcome to the Stephen Trice Podcast, Series 2, Episode 4.
Hey!
Ooh. 4. Today I'm joined by David Rees.
Hello there. Oh, I didn't actually mean to do that.
Are you fucking kidding?
Oh, bro.
Are you fucking
kidding? I didn't actually mean to do that.
Clean slate, we said, didn't we, Dave? Clean slate.
Start again.
Last week was ahoy. Next week you're just going to blank. Tom?
I'll say... Top of the morning.
Yeah. Doesn't sit right with me.
I prefer what you did.
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah. Hello.
Nailed it. Yeah. Max Smith.
Hello there. The one, the only, the original. Intro.
I'm not sure you are the first to say that, mate. Isn't it from Star Wars?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. I'll never tell.
What's your name, David? See what I did there? Because he stole something.
What, my dad's name? Ooh.
Yeah, we saw what you fucking
did. Your dad's
did.
Got a cool name.
Thanks, mate. And Tom Looney.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey.
Great to be here on the Stephen Trice Podcast.
And Joe McGrath's over in the corner, having a cheeky pocket wank.
Oh. I feel like you've done that one before.
Joe probably has, though. You know, I base these all on the truth.
You say what you say.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it. It's like catchphrase. For any viewers at home, you can see I've got blue sunglasses on and a blue hat because I've got a blue tick on Twitter now. Yeah.
Hey.
Big deal, mate. Big deal.
No, it's white for me because I've got the black background, so that's the whole thing.
That's incredible, though. You worked really
Thanks,
hard
mate.
For this.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Lot of tweets along the way. Les Dennis blocked me. That was a tough few months.
Yeah. I bet.
Fuck you, Les. Fuck you. Who else has blocked me? Someone else? Oh, James Charles.
Oh, yeah, of course.
James Charles and Les Dennis. Oh. Are they a couple now?
They have never been seen in the same room together.
Don't take the blue tick away, please, dear God. Whilst we're on the topic of me.
Me.
Cheers, guys. A new channel, Stephen Try Shorts. Had a long lived life. I thought it'd be funny to make a joke about trying on shorts instead of posting short videos. It overtook Wingate. That's all we're here for.
And not the Franco's.
Bleep that. We can't have publicity.
Bleep, edit that out.
I've given that in so you can overtake that. And lastly, whilst we're on business involving myself, we're pushing here real hard for the 100K special. So if we get to 100,000 subscribers, you have got, I don't reveal it now.
No, I'm a surprise.
A 24-hour special coming your way. That's right. That's right. 24 hours of this. Yeah. We're going to take our usual 1 hour, 10 minute podcast and stretch it out, baby. Stretch it out.
It's possible.
3 hour IMAX, baby.
Yeah.
It's coming hot and it's coming fast.
No. Dear God. It
took me 8 weeks to prepare.
Too short. All right, we can go higher.
I imagine Whoopi Goldberg would want some sort of money from that.
Her lawyers have been in contact.
all the money from it goes to charity. Yeah. So we're not sure which charity yet because some of them are shit.
Yeah.
Boring. We want to find a cool charity, you know. One all the popular kids donate to.
Boy Scouts of America.
No, not of America. Just general Boy Scouts. Yeah. Let's not be racist here.
General Boy Scouts.
Or women Scouts.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever scouted women?
The women Scouts.
Well, I guess I have to ask about your lives. Dave, what you been up to?
Quite a bit this week. Went on a few nice walks. I'm not going to say where, in case people come looking for me. Got a hit list on me, you see.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why's a hit list and come here, you know?
Oh.
Trying to be this close. Especially with Hitman McGrath over there. Max, what have you been up to?
Picture the scene, guys. I'm in my bed. Ding dong. Oh, is that the doorbell? It sure was. I open the door, but the guy's driven off. Oh, bloody hell. So I look at my emails. So
you live right by the front door. So your room is next.
Yeah.
It's too quick for you.
Yeah, too quick. Yeah, too speedy. So I get there. Obviously, he's gone.
Were you naked?
No, not fully Not fully naked.
Fully naked.
The top half of my body was clothed, sir.
I had a hat on.
Which, funnily enough, covered up my penis.
Dickhead.
So, because of that, I had to go to the post office.
Right, okay.
Which, let me say, it's a dying industry.
Yeah, yeah.
Posties, you know.
We're talking about Blockbusters.
Gone.
Remember Threshers?
Oh, yeah.
Threshers wine.
There's still so many alcoholics in the UK, you know. You'd think that'd be going well. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Do you know what the issue is? Is these big, you know, supermarkets, you can get, what, Crofter cider for £2?
Is Cactus Jack still a thing? Is that still
definitely
a
is, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Those are drinking.
Frosty Jacks, yeah, yeah, yeah. White Lightning.
Yeah.
White All ice. Drinks used to drink yeah. in a park. These are park drinks. So yeah.
Kestrel right Lager.
Shatterneuf to pup.
So the post office, was it busy?
It was me and the guy that worked there.
Oh, the sexual tension, man. I've got a package for you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
First class. Well,
no, it's doing it first.
Take a few days to come.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Yours made sense, mine didn't. Mine
did you say?
You got to spit on it first.
You'll need sellotape and what have you.
Yours was clever. Mine was just...
Don't forget your stamps. I'm going to put a finger in your ass.
Right here.
Oh.
No.
You fill in the gaps there.
Tom, speaking of finger in the ass, what have you been up to?
Not much, dude. Not much. I did get an Amazon delivery.
Oh.
What was inside?
Some Omega 3 tablets.
Boring.
Nice. Omega. Yeah. It's like a Greek sign, isn't it?
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Dave was in a frat, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Whee! Hey. Used to beat up the...
The Omega 3. Stank of fish oil.
Fuck yeah, I'm not going to their house party.
So it's free wet wipes again. Yeah, yeah. Trying to get in a fucking party.
We used to hunt out fishermen.
Oh, yeah, right. Man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Obviously, everyone seemed to think that I just kind of played it off last week and that I did really get my ass wiped by Devon. Can I point out that did not happen because you both told me that you thought I was lying and it didn't
happen.
Yeah,
we were convinced it.
It definitely did not happen.
The fact you brought it up again to downplay.
Well, no, because I thought it was fine. Oh, you know, everyone's having a laugh. But then apparently you two, after I left, were like, yeah, it definitely happened.
No shame in that.
No.
No shame.
No, there's no
that.
Shame. There's no shame.
I had my bum wiped when I was a baby.
I just love the truth, you know.
Yeah. So I
didn't.
Yeah.
Ever been that drunk? Well, I've been in your boots.
What?
Oh, not no one's wiped my ass.
Dave, you just sat in it, did you?
I did. No. If it's, I'll just let it mellow. It'll clear itself.
I don't think mellow has ever been used for shitting yourself.
Yeah. Oh, he's had one of those mellows again.
Stay there.
Feeling proper mellow.
Yeah.
It's like the co-word you'd say if there's people around. Is that a mellow?
It'll come off in the bath. That's what I think.
Yeah, definitely will.
Yeah, but then it'll stay there in the bath.
Yeah.
I don't know if you empty the bath.
Have to pull the plug.
Yeah.
Max, I can't believe we haven't mentioned this. New T-shirt.
T-shirt, baby.
Lovely colour.
Thank you.
For listeners, it's a navy blue.
Yeah.
What's the story behind it?
My girlfriend got it for me.
Oh.
She said it's got stripes like my jumper.
Nice.
So I feel, you know.
But it's different.
More discreet.
It? It's different.
Every stripe's different.
Yeah.
That's so
it's
true.
A polo shirt.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful shirt, you know.
For the listeners.
If obviously I wouldn't want to take over Stephen Tries Shorts, but maybe I could do a shirt review one
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'd love to work on the channel. That's a... You know.
We've got a long list of people. KSI has been jabbering at me.
Wouldn't be surprised.
No.
Lot of the Francos have been asking.
fuck. I don't think I want to post on that channel.
Yeah, Wingin's
if it's not broke.
A lot. Wingin's coming across as desperate.
Slagging off a podcast.
Yay!
This week we're taking on the... idiots that have a podcast called There's No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's ridiculous.
Clearly
foolish,
fish exists.
Yeah.
Just talking about
I think there's over at least 20 fish in the world. So
you're not wrong.
Finding Nemo. Ever seen that?
Yeah.
That's about a fish.
Never seen it.
We base our podcasts on facts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They might have a young, vulnerable audience and they're lying to them.
Do you know what? The other week I was at the park, right? Doing some keepy uppies over by the football pitch.
Yeah.
A little kid runs up to me and he goes, "Hey up, lad, there's no such thing as fish."
Yeah.
I was like, "You fucking idiot." I booted him in the head.
That doesn't make us look good.
Took him to shop. Yeah, we showed him all the tuna cans and I went, "What the fuck is this then?"
We have no moral high ground, mate.
I just started lobbing tin cans of tuna at his face.
Yeah, the Stephen Tries podcast boys, protectors of the truth.
Yes.
Real heroes.
Engage.
Well
on
done,
that.
Max.
Yeah, thank you.
But that just shows other people if they go and, you know, spit in lies like that,
exactly,
they'll be pelted by
people,
know,
like me,
fishy tins.
Will believe it, and I'll get all confused when I'm eating a tuna sandwich. Yeah. What's this? A horse, especially from Tesco.
Exactly.
Bringing it back.
Yes. I love that.
Anyway, the news. So much has gone on this week.
Oh.
Golden Globes.
Yes.
We were nominated. So I thought Stephen tried short to scoop a few things there. Harry and Meghan are doing their Oprah interview. It would have been out by now, but it would have been yesterday.
Are they interviewing her?
Yeah. No, she's interviewing them.
Right.
She hates being questioned as Oprah. But it's what I heard was, my sister told me a theory about this, and apparently the interview comes out Sunday. And she's like, have you heard the rumour that the royal family are going to announce, was it Prince Philip? He's going to be dead on Saturday. They're going to announce his death to take all the shine away.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, Elizabeth.
We need to be on trending.
They've got Oprah.
We could just do a giveaway. Too late, Prince Phil. You're gone. Lady Gaga's dog was stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, dogs, two of them.
Two, and bloke was shot.
Yeah.
The
dog
walker.
God. She's done the nice thing, though. She's paid for his hospital bills, so they say.
Yeah, the $500,000 for the dog's reward, and she's just paid the guy's hospital bills. Has he not got any more money? Surely there should be some sort of hazard pay.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, let's not speculate as to what she hasn't done for this guy. I'm sure she's looked after him. Yeah.
She'll be paying in the minimum wage for a dog walker. Yeah. I'm sure it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mind you, she could just say, well, you did lose him.
That's true.
Did get shot.
She could say that. Dave. She could say that.
Did lose him. So you ain't getting no more off me.
But that's a bit like that story of you with that kid. You know, you don't come off looking good.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
But yeah, if my dogs were stolen, I wouldn't offer $500,000.
No. You wouldn't offer any. Keep them.
Do you need dog food? I've got loads of it in the cupboard now.
Do you need more condoms, Joe?
Oh, God.
That was really good news. Oh, I think we're missing something, though. Ooh. What could that be, Max?
Headline news.
Got a jingle. Got a jingle. If you can tell me to look good, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest. Thank you to Santan Dave and Burner Boy for that sweet, sweet tune.
Big up, Statman Dave.
Santan.
So today, the headline
different people,
is...
Different interests.
Severed human feet keep washing up on shores, but police insist there's nothing weird about it.
Was this the next article after last week's?
Police insist it's just a mushroom. I subscribe to a very specific magazine.
Yeah, so there's a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
So obviously it's a place with
somewhere.
A beach. In 1887, there was one shoe in a boot that washed up on shore, which this area then was called Leg and Boot Square.
Right.
But then, in 2007, it started again, and there's been 21 that have washed up on shore since
then. In the same place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's ISIS located? Because they like getting rid of people's limbs, don't they? So I'm thinking...
I love it.
So it's feet that are in like boots.
In boots, trainers, okay. You know, all sorts of footwear.
I'm going to go Italy.
Nice.
The Iron ISIS doesn't sound for Italy.
This is really difficult.
I'm going to go for Russia.
Okay.
Right, big, fast.
Yeah.
Chile.
Got a big coast.
It's Vancouver in Canada. So apparently the reason the police say it's nothing to worry about is because it's people that have died in the sea, just like of natural causes or whatever. And the
because just old age in the sea.
Because of the weight of the shoe, it corrodes the bone there. So like if in the waves, the shoe sort of snaps the feet off. And that's why it washes up on the shore.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little bit of science there for you as well. So if you ever find a boot with a foot inside.
Yeah, don't, but don't just assume that it's nothing to worry about.
don't worry about it.
Definitely contact someone.
Get on your Garfield phone.
Take it home, play with it. Yeah. In any case, new shoe.
Yeah. I lost my left one the other day.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Guys, you've asked for it. It's back. It's reliable source.
Oh, gone early with this one.
Oh, is it jingle?
No, fucking hell. Don't trivialise this segment.
Feel bad now.
This week, mustard.
Nice.
American mustard, yes.
Fuck me. It's a one word segment.
Yeah, the older I get, yeah.
English. Yeah. Fun fact about mustard.
Shut the fuck up.
Never mind.
Not for me. I get three words. That was reliable source, everyone. Really not a good segment this week. You think on. For listeners at home, I pointed at Dave, Tom and Joe.
I was spared because I said nice, which is one word.
That's so true. Yeah. What was your fun fact, Dave? Too late.
Boring.
Yeah. Now we have an ad read from Manscaped. They're back, baby. And bigger than ever. This one has the title of Spring Break.
Ooh. Ooh.
You and the Omega 3 boys. Loving that, yeah. COVID Spring Break is right around the corner. And you know what that means?
Nope.
Spring Break in your pants. Manscaped is here to ensure that the party in your pants never stops.
Are you sure this wasn't for Stephen Trishaw?
Even Veronica Corningstone wouldn't say no to this party. Anchorman, yeah. Like Wankerman, yeah.
With same area.
With no pubes because I use Manscaped, not because I'm underage. For everyone preparing for a pants party this spring break, I have an exclusive 20% off discount. Use code Stephen, STAPHEN, at manscaped.com. I got the Manscaped package and they sent t-shirts.
Oh, nice.
Now, these are actually the comfiest t-shirts I've ever had. Not, I don't know if they're selling them. I should have looked into that, but thank you, Manscaped, for that. Tom, I've seen you wearing the boxers. Don't ask where and when, but are they comfy?
They're a bit snug. They're nice material, nice boxers.
Weren't they large?
Silky.
Yeah, but I think I need an
actual. Ooh, big cock! Big cock!
Let's tuck it in every time.
Yeah, good boxers, though. Yeah, thank you, Manscaped. Yeah. For all you've done.
Fat dog!
I like the light.
The torch on the torch yeah. That is handy.
Like, if I'm in the dark, electric's gone out.
In the dark.
You need to shave your testes.
Yeah.
Only thing I can do, get a phone or not.
Yeah, now you can film it.
Exactly.
Don't have to just use it as a torch. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you level up your full body grooming game.
Ooh.
The Perfect Package 3.0 kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 3.0. Waterproof. Good. Do it in the shower if you want.
Exactly.
Cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine. Yes. This is the best trimmer on the market for those of you in need of a chest or ball shave, or both. Let's not limit it to one.
No.
The third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin safe technology pioneered by Manscaped. You can also adjust settings to get a length you like. Just the pubes, though, yeah. There's no extender.
Oh, shucks.
I wish. And you can stay on top of it with almost no effort at all.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Good, yeah. Intrigued. Laid back on spring break on a beach in Mexico.
Oh, sipping on a martini.
Yeah, and just trimming your pubes. Yeah, laid back fun. Got me Kindle. Got me Manscaped trimmer.
Going for the Brazilian.
Yeah.
So it's a term.
Other nationalities are
Is that
available.
How they're promoting this? Something to do whilst on spring break?
I may have taken it rogue there.
Yeah.
Be sure to use their crop cleanser body wash to keep your hair and skin feel healthy and fresh. Because a fresh peen is what wants to be seen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They didn't write that. I should probably read what they put. For a limited time, subscribers get two free gifts.
Oh.
The shed travel bag and the reduced chafing Manscaped boxes. I should use those because I chafe quite a lot.
Yeah. Same.
Oh,
is that what they do?
Fair play.
Yeah, but I've got sexy thighs, as everyone says on Stephen Fry's shorts.
Chafe anyway.
Get 20% off and free shipping with code Stephen at manscaped.com. Do yourself a favour and always use the right tools for the job.
Yeah.
What job's that? What job's that?
Wow.
Talking point this week is biggest regrets. I bet I can guess Manscaped. So regrets, guys. We've all got them.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we don't. No. Unless we've lived a perfect life. Should we get into them? Let's just start off with the biggest, I guess. The biggest regret. Dave, I'm going to come to you, mate.
Biggest regret, one I can think of straight away, is James took me to this party where you can go pick up this girl. And
For him
to pick up this
girl. In a car.
No, just go...
Was it his mum?
Like, no, he insists. No, like, you know, where you go, oh, hello, love.
Oh, so she didn't know she was getting picked up.
You fancy a kiss, yeah. No. So he went there to do that, and I went with him as a sporting pal. Be like his wingman creepy sort of thing. Mm. And then...
weird thing to do to your mum as well.
Went there, and they're just the most weirdest people I've ever seen.
What? Like, this is what James Ormond was after.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there was a woman, or a man, I couldn't tell you. She had like a, you know, the...
Because he doesn't want to assume, by
exactly,
the way.
Exactly, exactly. Nothing sexuality. You know, like the ball rat thing. She's wearing one
a
of
mankini
them. Or he was wearing one of them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, right. I think you would be able to tell in that.
I was focusing not to look. I couldn't tell you what it was. And then I was like, well, I'll get me out of here. It was a regret accepting to go to the party.
I would have thought not learning to read would have been yours. I'm going to a fucking party, Dave.
Well, that's another regret. Not going to a farm for a school.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, you know, it shaped you.
It did. Made me the man I am today.
And also, you're handy on a farm.
Exactly. I know where to put shit.
Back in their ass. I get a fucking message.
They'll dev it out sometime.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the bar is pretty high. So, Tom, you've lived a few more years than Dave.
Yeah.
Done anything regrettable?
So many regrets over the years. The thing is, though, like, one of my big regrets was kind of around, like, I coasted a lot in school.
Yeah.
And so I kind of messed up around the time my A-levels a bit.
When the going gets tough.
Yeah,
when
but, tough gets going. You know, I wouldn't be sat here today if That's I'd it, yeah. taken a different path. So exactly. I guess I try and along
maybe
the way,
you would have been sat in that seat.
Yeah. Who wants to sit
God
there?
God forbid.
Joe does. Hey. Joe loves it.
So I don't know, Stephen. It's a difficult one because no major regrets that I think I wish that had been different because things that I think I could have done better, I wish I'd, you know, yeah, it's kind of taken me on this path and, you know, I'm happy with where I am today.
Yeah. What about you, Smith?
Probably buying 20 burgers from McDonald's like every day for a week. KFC bargain buckets, the Subways.
Was this for a video?
Fancy that.
No. Well, I was watching videos while I was doing it. So that's it, technically. I'm buying these to watch a movie with. So things like that, you know, eating and you know, all the other addictions that this has been passed down to me genetically, you know?
So true. Yeah.
Is smoking a regret?
Well, that's part of it, yeah.
Is that passed down genetically?
No, because you did smoke when we met.
Thing is, if not, then who have I got to blame but myself?
You didn't have any of these addictions until you met me, Max.
No, I think, things like that, you know. Yeah. I actually quit, you know, once, and then I came back and I was like, oh, man.
Ooh, a quitter. Ooh, now I'm like one of them, mate.
That's what I said to myself. I looked at myself in the mirror and said, I can't keep doing this. It goes against my true nature.
You're letting yourself down.
Exactly. Yeah. So I went out and smoked 20.
Yeah. Smoked the whole carton.
I ate 20 cigarettes.
Yeah. I think, you know, realistically,
it's
letting my demons get the better of me.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Fuck off.
What about you?
Oh, no. You're fucking kidding.
Oh.
I've just said about my demons.
Tom.
I'm fucking lanky over here.
We're not all doing so what you see.
Heavy subject matter. It's a heavy thought, bro.
Regrets isn't going to, you know, we've had fucking go into a party.
What did you do one, Stephen?
Yeah.
My biggest one, probably my confidence at school. I was quite scared of being bullied. So I just blended in. Exercising at a younger age, wish I'd done that.
Yeah.
Because I was about 16 when I started exercising. But I should have just, you know, run around. I could have been a badminton player.
I wish I'd started playing football earlier. Started late.
What age did you do?
Oh, it must have been, I think I was like, year 7 I joined my first team.
God.
No, that's early.
Yeah.
I regret giving up trampolining. That was good. That was good laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vibes. Where'd you do that?
A place called Swale. Swallows.
Was it a club?
Yeah, you like swimming pool. You go do gym membership.
Swallows.
Yeah.
Taking the boy down to Swallows.
The girls love it there.
And the gays. Come on. Inclusive.
Be, vital.
Yeah. Vital.
I don't know what word I was going for there.
Do you regret it?
I'll regret it.
What's your next one, Stephen?
Not sorting my Thomas Cook refund quicker. Should have done that.
Yeah.
Live and learn, though. Live and learn. Man. I returned a parcel today, so, you know, making great strides. And shaving my eyebrow and cavos.
You regret that?
Well, I didn't do a line. I just got a chunk out by accident. I had too much time to brew myself. Instead of pre-drinking, I was plucking my eyebrows then. I just cut a chunk out with a razor by accident.
Oh, no.
If I had Manscaped to do my eyebrows.
Well, do you know what? I've got a slightly bigger one, so I guess...
He's building us up.
Well, when you said about kind of your confidence in school, like kind of school's a shitty time anyway for little things to just become big problems in your own head. But I used to have really bad skin, and I think I let that get the better of me in school. Certainly in kind of later school, college. You know, I dropped out of college for other reasons, but that was probably a part of it, that around that time I just wasn't handling that very well. So. I look back and I think, you know, why did I care so much? Yeah. There's always worrying about what other people would think. But, you know, I look back now and I think time wasted. But it's made me who I am.
Too true.
You're very vain now. So. But now you've got good skin.
Yes, but it's improved. It's improved.
Yeah. Any smaller regrets, Max?
Money.
Yeah.
Wish I didn't spend £20 and McDonald's. Could have put that in investing and stuff.
Just that £20, like a general kind of thing.
Generally, over the years.
£20 could be £25 now.
20 quid times that by 365. Times that by 28. Well, not since birth. But you do the math.
You got £20 today, man. Don't spend it on McDonald's again.
Days. Like 365 quid.
Yeah.
That's a specific amount.
Yeah.
I'm all on board. Carry on.
Nice.
Have you ever regretted something that turned out to be, you know, good?
For the
best. The comedy course was for me.
Yeah.
First week I was regretting it big time.
Yeah. Yeah, the comedy course, to begin with, seemed like it was going to be a huge regret.
Yeah.
It was a weird kind of environment that first few weeks. But yeah, but I say you stuck it out and... It's been. This is the thing. It's so many. I guess.
Can you call them regrets if you look back on them and go?
Yeah, because I mean, I met Devon doing this. You know, like my life would be so different.
Met us.
I did. Well, I've already said that one before.
Yeah.
What do you want from me, mate? What is it you want?
I just feel like you should have said us again.
Yeah. Why?
Or our names.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. By name. So little Devon.
Yeah.
Oh, she whipped your bum once. Like I haven't done that five times. To myself.
Yeah. I used to buy you a McDonald's book.
You've only wiped your ass five times.
Anyway.
Tom regrets sitting there.
Nice choice.
I regret killing my fish.
Oh,
being scared of dogs. I regret
not
interacting with dogs at a younger age.
Yeah.
That is a big one, to be fair.
My dad did encourage me, but I just was too afraid to have it.
You know, I always think kind of, you know, pick and choose your battles. You know, sometimes it's good to just walk away from something. And there's nothing for you to gain by saying your piece or reacting to something. Just, you know, walk away, have a think. And if you still want to say it tomorrow, maybe it's worth saying. But I guess sometimes I wish I'd just say what I think in a situation. You know, when if someone's, you know, been a bit of a dick. You know, been a bit disrespectful or something. I should just say, but I think sometimes I walk away.
That's it.
Yeah. So these are small ones.
I did it with an Uber driver once.
Yeah. I remember. Left 50 quid in a cash machine once.
Give a tip.
Yeah. That was a regret. Actually, well, it was one of those...
Doesn't it go back into your bank, though?
No. Well, to be fair, one of those it possibly could have. I just never noticed.
If someone else doesn't take it, it'll be sucked back.
You don't notice 50 quid going out of your bank, then?
I never really look. But I won 20...
I'm in so much debt.
It either gets accepted or it doesn't.
It's just one of roll the dice. It's a roll of the dice. No, but I won...
It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Never gets old.
How much did you pay her to sing that?
That was Lady Gaga there. Oh, nice. She got half a million from.
You gave her dogs back then.
No. It's Stephen Lies, and this week Tom is detective.
Ooh.
Ask me no question, I'll tell you no lie.
I like the new jingle.
Yeah. It's not the new jingle. Cool.
It's Lady Gaga original.
Tom, who would you like to go first?
My big boy Smith over here.
Whoa. Not good, bro.
Boy.
Man. Gordo.
The boys in the hood saw me peeling off granny's blouse.
Is that the film with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Oh, I know what I'd go for.
I think the boys in the hood is. Yeah.
I know Ice Cube's in that.
Oh, I
yeah, yeah, that's a good film, that.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
With an actor.
I don't think it's Cuba Gooding.
Stephen.
I've shat myself on one of these seats.
Dave.
I once followed my dad into the toilet to do a rude noise.
Okay, Dave.
I'll elaborate.
Yeah, if you could.
So it's in Mexico. We was on holiday, and I was following my dad to the toilet because I needed the toilet as well as him.
Oh, what else can you do in Mexico?
Yeah, exactly. And me and my dad, we're quite similar in the banter we have with each other. So I'll do a fart noise. He'll do a fart noise whilst we're going to the toilet. So everyone go, "Well, what are they doing? Like, what? Oh, is he just farted? How embarrassing! We're mad lads, you see."
You anticipated them to say.
Insane. Like, everyone's like, can we hang around with you guys? We're doing this. I followed him in to do it. I needed a wee as well. But I didn't go. I was waiting for him to go. And then as he walked in, I was doing it constantly. And it was at this point I realised I was in the girls' toilets and I didn't actually follow my dad in. Someone else walked past. And I followed them.
Oh, no, you'd followed
I was daddy. Quite. I wasn't paying attention. I must have been looking at a butterfly or something, I assume. And
I'd followed through.
And they had, like, you know, they had, when you go on holiday, you get the dressing gown sort of thing. It was one of them. They were wearing the same dressing gown. Followed
hey,
them
mate,
in.
I've accidentally walked into the girls' toilets.
Exactly.
Before,
so. And it was.
I've seen you do it.
It happens.
Making fart noises.
You have to get Devon to wipe your bum.
I'm with you, Devon. I've done it again. It won't stop. Just gaping them open. I've got to smell you, Devon.
Loving this, isn't it?
Waiting outside. You seen a girl with glasses? Do you mind doing it?
Very good. Stephen.
Hi there.
Hi. You shat yourself on one of these seats?
Yep.
Did you? When was this?
It was, what was it, Monday?
Monday?
last Monday. We did the big shop. So we got a lot of food in. And I'm not great at rationing. So had some muesli. Had some more muesli. Had another bowl of muesli. I got into it, okay?
Yeah.
Had a great time enjoying that. What else did I have? A little bit of fruit juice. That was it. I overindulged on the muesli. had dinner. And then I was just sat out here chilling, maxing, relaxing, shooting some pool, watching a few YouTube videos. Robbie Fowler podcast,
nice,
great fun.
Nice. Not the Francos.
I was watching Wing It and I just sharted to just to feel something. Man. Yeah. I couldn't write a hateful enough comment. No, I was playing out here with young Zoe. She was on the carpet. She was on the carpet, sort of like this.
Oh yeah.
On the back, and fully clothed. And I said, "Oh, let me put your feet on my body, and I'll try and get you to raise me." Do you know, like when you're on your back and you're pushing them up in the air with your feet? So we tried that. Didn't work at all. So then I was doing it for her, pushing up. I felt a little bit of something. Then when I sat down,
slipped.
Not a shit. Right. Just.
So you didn't shit yourself.
Just a wet patch that happened to be brown.
A follow through. I'm a fart that's not safe. I'm on the same board. I understand that.
Yeah, but on which seat was it?
Oh, it'd be this one. Yeah, that side. That side was over there. Yeah, here by the carpet. In fact,
yeah.
Most likely my seat.
It was all the seat.
Just went right on that.
Yeah, because this is there.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I've gathered all the information I need with regards to that. Matt Smith, Boys in the Hood, saw you peeling off Granny's blouse.
Yeah.
Peeling,
yeah. So cast your mind back. I was about 16 years of age. Yeah. I was living at my grandmother's at the time.
Yeah.
Nice.
And if you know anything about grandmothers, mm-hmm. they love to work in the garden. So she was out at the front.
If you know anything about weird grandkids, they love to watch.
You know, 16, you're horny.
Nothing like that at all, mate. So I was living at a house.
It was an education.
She came in and she was like, "Hey bro, if you wanna, you know,
see my tits,
I'm giving you room and board here for free. Yeah, it's time to earn your keep, Max.
Lick 'em."
Bit weird, a bit creepy, bit too sexual.
What you're saying?
No, got a taste of this, Granny Smith.
Right, okay.
I've not once mentioned Granny's tits. Yeah, so she's like, "All right,
it's heavily implied.
I need you to come out and trim my bush." So I say, "All right." The issue is that all my clothes are like shirts
on
and stuff. So
that's
I need
like a terrible script for a porn. To be naked to do it.
I needed a shirt basically to, you know, help her trim stuff. So she's like, "Oh, I've got a lovely blouse you can wear." So I put the blouse on. It's fuck, you know, it's an old woman's blouse for Christ's sake. So I'm out the front digging and trimming, and I'm like, "Oh boy, am I hot!"
Not his words, the words of the neighbour.
Covered, forehead sweating, yeah. So I take the blouse off,
just to mop your brow.
Yeah, just to, you know, just yeah, I just take it off because it's a hot day in you know Granny's garden. And as I'm peeling it off, a group of lads who were wearing hoodies walked past. Oh, no. Saw me take off this old woman's top off myself, and they laughed at me. And I went, "Yeah,
would you like?
I deserve that."
I know who I'd go for.
That's a tricky one. Dave, I'm going to discount yours.
Okay.
I'm going to go, Stephen is telling the truth.
It's Max.
Yeah. Hey. It was my facial expressions. That was my, I've got you. Yes.
I knew it. Why didn't I go?
Was it the summer?
Yeah, it was a hot summer.
What extremely else did you do hot. The summer holidays?
I've just had spring break. And basically, yeah, so all my clothes are like shirt, like yeah. smart shirt. So I was like, "I can't wear that." And she was like, "Oh, you can wear this blouse." I was like, "Fuck off, no, I'm not wearing that."
But you wore it.
But she was like, "No, I need help." She did. She's, you know, old woman.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh my God, fine. If it's the back garden." She's like, "No, it's the front."
And I, why don't you just work topless? You're 16-year-old, young, strapping lad.
Yeah, but, you know. Her neighbours had eyes for that.
Yeah, well, well done.
Did you ever see the lads again?
No, they were like... They were local, but not so local that they probably ever walked down that street apart from that one fucking time.
Well, they never came back again.
Yeah.
They were never seen again. There's a difference, Stephen.
That kid lives there.
Stay away.
Cross the road. It is now time to get into your regrets, guys. First one. I'll put it on screen now. But he said this terrible tattoo. Let you see it there.
I don't know what it is. Oh, mum and dad.
See, I can read that. I thought it said porn, if you said it that way.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's a terrible tattoo, that.
Do you reckon his parents were against tattoos and he got that so they couldn't be annoyed? He's like, oh.
Oh, yeah, it's for you, mum and dad. Yeah.
My mum's very against
tattoos. What about the swastika on your back, man?
That's for granddad.
My brother once hid his tattoos for a whole year.
Where were they?
One on his back.
One was on his cheek. He had to go around like that.
One and half his arm. He wouldn't come home to get a jumper. It was because it was cold at a house party.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want my mum to see his like half done sleeve. So he got me to walk and drop him off a jumper. Yeah, that was the whole thing.
All you need.
Was that the party you went to? Like, what? James, what are you doing?
Yeah.
No. This next one is from Jack. When I was in year 5/6, my mate pantsed me completely. In brackets, boxers came down.
Oh!
In front of a girl.
Oh.
In an aim to protect myself, for some reason I covered my arse and pushed my cock even further out for everyone to see.
That's the best way to deal with it, that.
I deeply regret not just putting my hands in front of my cock and pulling my trousers up.
Yeah, fuck me.
Ever been pantsed?
I have, but not to that extent.
Grandma!
Return me dress as well, Max. Take them off, take them off.
What do you sound like that? A little goblin woman.
Oh, yeah.
You're not
you'll
Grandma.
You'll get on change.
Yeah, no, I have, but like, luckily, because I've got a fat ass.
It just wouldn't come down.
Yeah.
Imagine just a poop falls out.
Yeah, let's imagine that, yeah?
Or change.
I mean, in general.
Fucking imagine that, boys.
This little shit blocks.
Gather
out.
Around the campfire, lads.
It was at that moment that he just...
No!
Oh, you've won.
Have you ever been pants, Stephen?
Yeah.
I feel like you
I'm
have.
I'm sure I have. 100%. Yeah, definitely, in PE.
You pants people yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I used to Notorious. Do it to Ryan all the time. I used to do it to Ryan in a different Manchester nightclub.
Him in a nightclub.
Yeah. The dream for me was genuinely to pull his pants down and then Tom to put a drink in his pants. So when he falls out, he just soaks his crotch. We never quite got there, but
I mean, you know, there's someone to
still a chance for that.
Absolutely.
I think he's bought belts since then. Yeah, I used to whip down his chinos. Same person. I also know someone who sent an accidental dick pic to a science group chat with the full class in. Doesn't get much worse than that.
Ooh. At least it's terrible. Science. Yeah. You can just say
biology.
It's not mine.
Yeah. What do you think of this, guys?
Yeah.
Just looking for a medical opinion.
Yeah.
I've got this photo.
If it's physics, you could say is anyone attracted to that?
Yeah.
Forces.
Yeah.
Push or
really getting into biology.
Or if it's space, you go look at this comet.
Yeah.
Just swinging around.
Imagine if the world ended because of a dick shaped meteor. Just you're joking. A lot of these are about farting and shitting.
Farting and shitting.
They know the podcast well.
Oh, this one was one of my favourites. My biggest regret was when I was like 9. I thought it was a good idea to scream my lungs off whilst I was in the swimming pool. For some reason, I didn't think that everyone could hear me, so I was just screaming for a good 15 minutes. It still haunts me to this day. So when she was under the water, she was screaming, thinking no one else can hear. And she'd come up, everyone was just looking at her.
Oh no, I think I've done that.
So what are you doing?
Wait, what?
Have you ever done that where you've got your mouth closed and you talk and you think no one else can hear?
Yeah. I thought you couldn't hear it.
No. You know, Rob Brydon had a whole career from doing that man in the box thing. Or man in himself, what is it?
Man in the box, Yeah, I understand in the box, but underwater, I never realised... You could hear.
When you scream.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's nice to know.
Going in for a kiss on my best mate. She hasn't spoke to me since.
Oh. We've been there.
Leave your mates alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad move. It's now time for a tasty little segment known as IMAX.
IMAX, yeah.
You seem upset.
No, it's all right. It's,
I just did the lowercase I sort of pronounce it that way.
Do you know, I wasn't even paying attention. I was rude. Thinking of, you know, you're asking about regrets, and I've got a few.
That was earlier in the podcast.
Yeah, we were asking earlier, weren't we?
I forgot.
Big part of the podcast.
Them. Let's hear about his bloody party.
Exactly. That was riveting.
Yeah, no, it was. It was. if you can keep that energy you had when you heard that story, and
yeah,
I'll tell you about this audition I had.
Well, I look forward to it.
You all right?
Is this recent?
Yeah, you know, during the coronavirus pandemic.
It's not like IMAX.
Me and a mate of mine's a good actor. Great friends. We had an audition together. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. And that was IMAX. All right, we're going to.
Thanks for letting off your chest,
we've
mate.
We've got audio from it. There's some
Oh, Joe's got a scoop.
Oh. Poop scoop.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Hoo boy, IMAX has finally made it to the big time. Here we are at the biggest stage of all.
You're serious, aren't you?
Oh, come on, Bobby D. Hit actor from such movies as Meet the Fockers and Meet the Fockers 2. What other stage is as prestigious as this?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You shut the fuck up and sit down. I didn't review A Bug's Life and School of Rock to be hoo-hard at by some has-been actor. You're only here to help me audition.
You finished?
Yeah, sorry, lad. Oh, look, it's starting.
Hello and welcome to the first semi-final of Britain's Got Talent 2020!
See, I told you. Now, if we act our hearts out here, we can get some nice, big, juicy roles. Oh, it's us.
Next up tonight are a father and son magic duo that were a huge hit at the Manchester audition.
Wow, what an honour and a privilege it is to be here, guys.
It's good to have you here with us.
Ah well, if people are hungry for talent, I'm here to dish it out.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Wow, you sound like the Stephen Tries podcast audience after IMAX plays. Fuck off. I've given you this almighty audience, Bobby. What more could you want?
I'd like you to go get my dry cleaning.
Oh, I've got to get it because I wore your trousers once.
He left skid marks.
Okay, Robert D's nuts. I make the jokes here.
No, I think we've had enough of your jokes.
Bring it, lad. Owie! My nose, it's bleeding.
People keep their distance.
No, I don't have the Rona. I'm just really hurt.
And I love it!
Get to fuck, lad. This is meant to be my moment to shine. I'm Mad Max, King of Cinema, ruler of reviewers. You can't stop me from...
Piece of shit.
Lol. Didn't realise you had that audio, Joe.
Wow. Yeah. Sorry you had to go through that.
Thank you. Were you talking to the audience, so...
Sounds like an emotional roller coaster.
I've still got the bullet inside me. I need to go flush it out.
Right.
Could have done it before the podcast, yeah, really.
Timing, mate.
Time wait.
Yeah, come on. In the meantime, Dave.
Yeah?
If I'm not mistaken, it's your birthday soon.
Oh, guys.
It's actually. When is it?
It's
It would have been, well, it'd be today.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes out.
Yeah, it will be today. Yeah, when...
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave, I've got you some great, great gifts.
Oh, I'm all shy now.
We'll start off with this.
Oh, yes. Is that a nice dart? You can see it there. West Ham.
Because you like West Ham and you like to wonder where they go.
Let's go. That is fantastic.
That's to be fair, if that does go somewhere, then.
Yeah. Where is that going to go?
It's going to go in my toilet. Not in the toilet.
Right, good.
In the bathroom.
Right, okay. Harsh.
Like, oh, that's nice.
Next really up, nice. Fitting with the theme of what you got up to.
Oh, that's the nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck the Irish whiskey.
Peaky Blinder.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh.
Then the last present. Open up that.
Thank
the
you.
Listeners can hear you opening it.
Yes, lad.
It's a bong, yeah. That's great fun.
Oh, that is class.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Hello.
Hello.
The entertainment's arrived for the birthday boy. The
entertainment? Oh. Don't remember booking entertainment.
You don't need to book with me. No, I've got magic powers. every time little boy and girl has birthday, I say, oh, it's time for me to fly. And I fly to where they are at that moment.
Is that a bus ticket?
Yeah, it's a bus ticket and the census for the Salford area really helps, I have to say. No, it's me again, boys. Jerry Christmas.
Oh, Jerry Christmas.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah.
You remember me?
How could I forget?
Vaguely.
Yeah. I've got some prezzies for everyone.
Oh, wow. Do you want to pass them out?
Yeah.
You having a little wank in there, Jerry?
I've got a hole in bottom of bag.
Yeah, you crafty sod. Yeah.
Can you give me 5 minutes?
Any listeners at home, Jerry's just having a tug.
Oh, a tug on these. Oh, Silvers.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I got them for Joe from Jam Joe.
Yeah, Jam Joe.
Hairy Joe, that's what we used to call you down pub, isn't it?
Yeah.
Walking hair bag Joe. It is for you, Dave, because I heard you like burgerism.
Oh, yeah, I love burgerism.
You can use this burgerism.
Oh, nice. I'll catch it if you chuck it, Jerry.
A what?
Wait, what a catch.
Almost. Thank you, lovely. I am throw, a catch. Jerry. That's what my wife says.
Oh, wow, favorite. Burgerism.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a combination of burger and...
isms.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fascism.
I love an ism. I just had one in my bag.
That's my gift.
For Tom, I've heard about your poopy problems.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought you might be a bit stressed out, so I got you some used cigs. You can use them. They're like cig-free cigs. They're healthy, them.
And these have been used.
Yeah.
That's lovely, Jake. Does Tom get to keep them this time, or... You're going to take them back when the podcast's over.
Incensed last time, yeah. Tried to steal them back.
No need to be so incensed about it. I've been planning that.
He is the entertainment.
Yeah. I've been planning that all along.
Yeah, a long time.
What about if Dave had a problem with his gift?
Yeah,
what would you say to him?
Shut the fuck up, you cunt.
That's Jerry Christmas.
You get what you're given.
What about Stephen?
Yeah.
Stephen, I got you a present. I can't throw it, though.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Very nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a new lamp.
Oh, that's...
That's lovely.
But it's from a country that I don't understand what country it's from because the plug's a bit different.
Ooh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah, just a two-pronged plug.
I think it's from China.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Oh, that's fantastic.
You're so lucky.
Yeah.
Wish I had one of them.
Love the colour.
Yeah.
Oh, is that... Yeah, little...
There's a bit of hair.
Little pube or an eyelash. Yeah.
Probably a beard hair or a pube.
That's brilliant, mate. Have you had much work since Christmas is finished?
No, so you know Santa, he only works one day a year.
Yeah.
I only have one day off a year.
Wow, what day's that?
Yesterday.
I thought you looked replenished.
Yeah,
you
did. Yeah, I had a really good sleep.
Yeah.
And then I did all my chores for day.
What was that?
Clean house.
Nice.
Get all
good house.
Dirty.
Really dirty. I've not cleaned it for a year.
I can tell.
Yeah, it's really filthy.
Do you live alone, Jerry?
No, I live with my 3 kids.
What are they called?
Otto, Blotto, and Clotto. little rocks with face painted on it. I love them so much. They're my little boys and girls.
Which one's the girl?
All of them.
Any plans for the rest of the year?
Your work.
What do you work as, Jerry?
Fucking entertainer for birthday parties.
I just worry that
it's open area.
Turning up unannounced and giving out presents isn't going to make you much money.
A bit odd.
Who needs money this day and age?
Jerry, any messages to the viewers?
If it's your birthday coming up, unlock all your doors and windows.
Yeah, do you want them to post their address in the comments?
Yeah, post your address and your mother's maiden name.
Is this how you made your money? Do you rob people, Jerry? I don't want this lamp off a thief. See you, Jerry.
See ya.
Yeah, go on, Jerry.
Bye, Jerry.
Off your trot.
Where are you going, guys?
Shallow.
Should call you Russell Christmas with that fucking bag.
Hey.
Do you need a hand, Jerry?
Bags rustling.
Or homeless Christmas because he looks...
Whoa. Whoa.
Violent.
Just helping you up.
Wow.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye, Jerry.
What a magnificent creature.
It's now time for a new segment.
Ooh.
Dave's Rave Reviews. So Dave, this segment, you're going to experience a slice of life.
Yeah, yeah.
And then review it for us.
Yeah, yeah. Could
so the viewers at home will know whether it's worth them doing.
Exactly. That's what I'm here to elaborate you all. I'm here to inform you.
I don't elaborate them enough, you know.
No, we could all be more elaborate. Exactly.
The comments have been saying it for a long time. So it's about time you stepped up, mate. Cheers.
Put up to the state, the poll.
Put them up to the state.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm just going off my own brain here.
Yeah, we can tell. Joe, take it away.
Adventures, Dave's adventures. He's about to go and have some fun. Ventures, Dave's adventures. He's about to tell everyone. Hello, first episode of Dave's Adventures. I journeyed out to the Peaky Blinds movie set, where I was hoping to bump into not only the second person in command, like the director or something, so I could get an acting job, but yes, the man himself, Cillian Murphy. Yeah, thank you. When I walked around Castlefield, lovely place, it is a lovely place. Walked around, saw some closed barns that we might take a sneaky peek into on the 21st of August, I believe, or April. Either, it's got an A in it. When I went there, I was surprised to see it all gated off. I was like, that's a bit rude. People that are big fans of the show wanted to go see the Tavern Inn, or whatever it's called. I forgot, but it was brilliant. Not only did I not see that, I saw a fence with a grumpy security guard. Brilliant, he was. Such a laugh. Told us to do one in a matter of seconds of showing up. Anyway, I did see a few decent things, to be fair. I saw the lamppost, you know, the famous lamppost that no one fucking remembers. I saw the bar that everyone goes to. Well, I'll say I saw the bar. I saw the sign. And that's about it, really. I wore a hat. That was nice. Got a photo. That was nice. Was going to get a Subway, ran out of money, so that wasn't so nice. Hopefully next Dave's Adventures will be a little more exhilarating. Thanks for listening to Adventures. Dave's Adventures. He's about to go and have some fun. Ventures. Dave's Adventures. He just told everyone.
Well done, Dave. Hold on. Say your applause. Say your applause.
Ventures. Dave's Adventures.
No.
No, it's all right.
So if you've got any questions at all, throw them away. I'm more than happy
I've got questions about the security guard.
Yeah, security guard. He was a big guy, a bit grumpy in my opinion.
I feel like telling you to do one.
Yeah, right.
He wouldn't say that to older people.
No. Well, we was taking
photos. Lady.
We was going to take photos against the fence, like leaning, you know, when they do the lean and tail pizza.
Yeah.
Like in the background, I was going to lean on the thingy.
Nice.
And you just got the ump about that.
thing is, you could just lean on the phone.
Could, yeah. I wanted to do like the whole lamp.
Doesn't require a trick shot.
Yeah. He weren't happy, so we skipped his side and went round to the other side because it's on the two sides, and that's where I saw the bar.
Yeah, nice. Garrison. The Garrison.
The Garrison. Yeah, or the Tavern. Yeah, that's it. Garrison.
Garrison Tavern.
That was nice. Got blisters on my feet walking round.
It's a lot of cobbles, isn't there? It is.
And I weren't wearing the correct
shoes. Wear the right footwear.
Yeah. Mm.
Don't like cobbles.
No.
Pointless.
But, yeah, I'm going to give it a rating. Just going to do a rating things now. Keep an eye at home, because I'm not. Out of 10, we're going to give it a 5.
Solid 5.
Really?
Solid.
Yeah.
Bang average.
Because I had a nice day.
But the guard has...
He's let itself down. And the fact Cillian Murphy or no one was there to greet us.
You didn't really have an experience.
No.
Sorry to hear that, Dave.
I was only outside the gate.
Didn't even meet the second in command director.
No. I was hoping to get it. I wore my hat. Wore my hat and everything.
Yeah. Did you do your Brummie accent?
I did. I was like, hello, I'm from Brummie.
Is that when the guard said do one?
Yeah, do one. He was like, you ain't getting a job, mate. I was wearing Nike and a hat and I was like, with the blade in it.
Yeah.
Like,
I think the guard might have more of a reason to say do
exactly.
one.
Yeah.
I'm
exactly.
with him on this one.
Yeah.
I was going to... bastard.
Sounds like he's doing a good job.
He was rude.
Yeah.
That was... Nah.
Dave's rave reviews.
Dave's rave reviews.
Dave, stay here now because we have our first ever... Mastermind.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. We put it to Max. Different words, different segment. Different. To challenge you with some great questions.
Okay.
You have 90 seconds to answer as many questions based on naughty films.
Drop a naughty.
Yes,
one.
3, 2, 1, go.
Who plays the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
Oh, Pierce Morgan. Pierce Brosnan. Pierce.
No, wrong.
It's Hugh Grant.
Hugh wrong. Grant. Always get confused.
In Twilight, which two teams could you be a fan of?
Robert Pattinson and Jake Gyllenhaal. Jacob.
No, wrong.
Team Edward. Team Shit. Jacob.
On which film set did Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie meet?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Correct. Yes. Of which ship is Jack Sparrow the captain?
Black Pearl.
Yep. Which 2014 film began production in 2001?
Avatar.
No, Boyhood. It took 12 years to make. In what year did both The Dark Knight and Iron Man get released in theatres?
2008.
Yes. What was the highest grossing film of the noughties?
Avatar.
Yes. According to MoviePhone's list of 50 best movies of the decade, what movie ranked number one?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
No. What film won the most Oscars in the noughties and is the highest overall?
Avatar.
No. Which noughties film was first to win a Best Picture Oscar?
I'm going to go say Titanic.
No. Which film included Rabbit singing the first song of its kind to win an Oscar for Best Original Song?
Watership Down.
No. Which film involves the Best Kept Village competition being taken all too seriously?
Oh, that's, Hot Fuzz. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
In which
film?
How many to get?
Five.
Oh, not bad. Yeah. Not bad. Thank you, guys.
Got more than I did.
Everyone in the comments, please, you know, let us know what you'd like Dave to put his mind to next. Not apartheid. No. Rule that out.
I'm not good with science.
It is night time for Tom Looney.
Looney, 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 Looney.
So this week, it's regrets, isn't it?
It's
hard to be, you know, really positive about this. So this one might be a little grim, but
a little grim.
It's, you know, reflective. So this week, it's the five biggest regrets that people on their deathbed all shared.
Yeah.
I'm going to read down from five to number one.
Oh.
Number five, I wish I'd let myself be happier.
Wow. That's a bit Joe, read the room.
That's Joe making himself happy.
Yeah,
So, fair on.
Yeah. He's watching elephant porn.
I always think with that, think positive thoughts.
That's so true.
Yeah, well, this is it. This is
unless you're doing COVID.
Number four, I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. You see, a lot of people try and connect with their friends, but later in life, they often leave it too late and can't track people down. So, you know, just check in, guys.
Will do.
Don't leave it too long.
Going to wear my Netherlands kit.
Yeah. I'll support you.
Go back to my primary school.
It's me, guys. Let me in.
You could meet up with the boys in the hood.
Yeah, of course.
Or the blouse.
Imagine they're all wearing blouses now. Yeah. You inspired us, man.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all gardeners too.
Hey, if they're still around,
they grew up to be Alan Titchmarsh.
They probably regret laughing at you.
Yeah, they did.
Where did the shears go back to?
Number three, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. This one commonly shared, commonly expressed by men.
Okay. If you watch Straight Outta Compton, they use the song "Express Yourself."
You got any feelings you wish you'd expressed?
Yeah.
Cool. Number two, I wish I hadn't worked so much. Another one that apparently every man said. Obviously, you know, we're losing an older generation at the minute, and have been over the past few years. So maybe, you know, with ourselves, we'll look to rectify that.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, you don't get that time back, guys.
I don't work enough.
No, you don't.
That's mine.
You're on the other end of the spectrum.
I need to work more.
Yeah. He's not even dying, he's just on the bed.
Been asked to move.
Fuck off, Jenna.
Yeah, and the number one of people who've been told they've got a limited amount of time left to live. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself and not the life others expected of me. Most people expressed that they hadn't even got close to realizing, you know, even half their dreams, and they all conceded that it was down to the choices that they had made.
Because being on the badminton team,
yeah.
Or if you're a bad singer and you want to be a singer, you're just bad.
At least you could try, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you want to be a singer,
bad.
Dave?
If you are bad, nah, not personally. I just watched X Factor the other day and some people's dreams to be singers. Yeah. And you think, have you heard yourself?
Yeah. I used to have that with comedy when I used to see people doing stand-up and I was like, you're not funny.
No.
I know it's subjective, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. But anyway, yeah, that was Tom Looney. Just
he's Looney.
You know, not so outrageous.
You're fucking mental.
Just, you know.
Here's 10 minutes of the most depressing stuff. We can't control it.
Philosophy. Tom, pick up your phone, mate, because it's Put It To The Max.
Put It To The Max. Put It To The Max. Na 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 na.
Put It To The Max.
Put It To The Max. Time for Put It To The Max.
Put It To The Max.
We've done that.
Yeah, the part of the show where, you know, we read out of...
There's no one new around this podcast. The viewing figures just go down a few each week.
We'll
get to the hardcore 20 in a few weeks.
I imagine.
A real tight-knit bunch.
Really depressing.
It's just against the world.
You may as well join in.
Fuck it, come on over.
Get an extender on this
one. We wouldn't need to record it, would we?
We still would. Just in case one of them gets bored.
Yeah. Racist grandpa is the subject of this email. My grandpa is a sweet old man. His only issue is he hates white people. Like, a lot.
Kind of deserve it, I suppose.
I take him to the local Asda and he just ends up throwing graham crackers at all the white folk there. I take him to the local multiplex and he throws popcorn at the white folk as they try and enjoy their movie. The issue is, he's a white man himself. What can I do?
That's a tricky situation.
It is. Yeah.
I guess maybe this grandpa has been hurt by... a white person.
Yeah.
Maybe some white folk, and he's gone, yeah, I'll fuck the lot of you. Which is the wrong approach.
Yeah.
Should we act this out then to try and resolve the issue?
What?
Yeah. We've got the granddad, the grandson, cinema staff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And supermarket staff.
Yeah.
Who wants to be the granddad?
I'll be staff.
Nice.
This is a leading role, you know. This is.
Hey, no, Tom. Yeah, you'll regret if you don't do this. No. Maybe you should be grandson because you're next.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. That works.
Cinema.
Supermarket. Yes. Either.
Okay.
All right, granddad. Let's go to supermarket and buy some bloody food for week.
Okay, grandson.
What was that? Cinema.
Cinema. Yeah.
Hold a second. You don't leave Cineworld. Leaving a shit tip in screen 3, you old cheeky son.
Say that.
Get out the way. I'll kick your dentures down your fucking throat. That's a Cineworld promise.
I just want a free cinema ride.
You're not coming in here with your pockets full of sweets.
I don't know what you're on about. I'll just get rid of me Snickles.
Snickers.
Miss Snickles.
Snickers.
Surely you're on board with this foreign gentleman.
I'm as white as they come.
I don't think you need they in there.
Do you like...
Cheers, Joe. excuse me, I thought we banned you.
Yeah. Get your ass out of
here. You kept putting Lassie on.
He's up on the screen again. He's put a hole in the bloody screen.
And Beethoven, he's watching the lot. Chuck a bit of Kojo on, I fucking love it.
Marley and me comes for tea.
It's a fucking class.
Solves your problem.
Yeah.
The answer's in there somewhere. Make of that what you will.
This is like interpreting.
Yeah.
Like we're not going to spell everything.
It's like the Bible, isn't it?
You know. If we gave you the fucking answers, what's the point?
Yeah, you've got to, learn yourself, grandson. Yeah.
It's like a prophet. They don't send you everything. They send you snippets.
From a different time as well.
Yeah, exactly.
It's now time for the final question.
It's the final
question. Thank you to... whoever fucking rock band made that song?
Europe.
I wonder what the granddad would make of Europe.
Yeah, Europe.
Probably be for it. The question.
Who knows?
Different kind of question this week.
Oh, nice. I like it.
What's something that if you don't change now, you'll live to regret?
I think mine's probably more like die and regret because of the smoking and stuff.
Wow. Mic drop.
Wow. Well, because you you could have like a health issue.
Well, I mean, people that smoke tend to die.
We all die,
everyone
mate.
Everyone dies, mate, yeah.
Yeah, but young and beautiful.
You're some of those things.
Well, you're not young, so.
No. Yeah, exactly.
You could be. Compared to the old Japanese person.
Yeah, that's true, actually, yeah.
Yeah, Japanese.
You know, I'm young and spriteful.
I think that's how Dave runs his scale of age.
Yeah.
What's something you'd change now?
Probably your diaper, eh?
No regrets. No regrets. Really didn't happen. Putting things off and procrastinating.
Yeah.
You know, I think you look back and you realise, you know, you've been saying you're going to do something and you haven't done it yet. It's kind of, you know, it's you are only going to regret it.
Yeah. Twitch stream, Max.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on, people are crying for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want Twitch stream.
Joe, why'd you have to take it there?
Just trying to be a bit more aggressive.
You fucking twat!
Joe, what's something that if you'll live to regret, you reckon, if you don't change?
Treat my dog better.
My dog is treated very well. Probably the food I put on my body. Thank you.
Wow.
Stop walking your dog with a butt plug.
Subscribe to Wing It.
Yes. Yeah, you get. What did you say? There's so much going on here. So much to take in.
Subscribe to Wing It.
See a man slowly kill himself.
From now on, he's just going to cook them and scrape them into the bin. Not this time.
No.
I want Wing It to go on for another 50 years.
Wow, look at all this delicious fried chicken. I'll take the salad.
Good times.
In a wings restaurant, just reviewing the water.
Ooh, sparkling, that's food. I've
got so much more energy.
I think you don't change now.
Dave?
Go to the hospital more.
I don't do that.
Reason being is I've got a pain on my gut, right, just below my gut, and I can't tell if it's muscle or organs.
So, muscle or organs? Sit-ups. New segment.
It's probably trapped wind.
It might be like it aches, but I don't need poo.
Right, okay. Is it? I mean, it's all your digestive system there, so it's probably like gas.
Don't eat great.
Like maybe you should eat better.
Yeah.
Got a theme going on here.
Diet.
Mine's probably to worry less.
Yeah.
Explore more.
Yeah.
Be reckless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just drive a catamaran. Yeah.
So
I could tell you where to go.
Around town.
Really?
The old reviews.
Oh, yes.
You're
a guy with
that.
A catamaran.
I feel like Hitler with his hairdo.
You feel like him or look like him?
Slants to the side. Yeah.
Just a makeup.
I've got so much hate.
Just hate a specific group for some reason. It's
like granddad.
White guys, yeah.
It's
a
whole thing.
Yeah. He was an unsavoury character.
Yeah.
I didn't like him
at all. I was uncomfortable.
I enjoyed him.
Yeah,
thought he was one of the nicer characters. That
in that improv.
Thank you very much for watching this podcast. I hope you don't regret it. Depends on how it turns out. I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Hello, David. Future self watching this.
You won't make it to this far in the video.
Just skips to the end.
Max Smith.
Yeah, get fucked. Yeah, that was another episode done and dusted. Yeah, on to the next one, motherfucker. Yeah, I don't even care.
Woo! He's got his grandma's blouse on underneath. And Tom Looney.
Thanks, everyone.
Looney.
Always great to take part in the Stephen Tries podcast. Highlight of the week in many ways.
Joe McGrath. Joe, tell us about the podcast you've been working on.
I've got a new podcast all about football. Hopefully you guys can join us.
It'll be linked below.
Love to.
Steve's joining us. Tom's joining us in the future for it.
I've got so much football knowledge.
We've got to chat great footballers. Please subscribe or otherwise I'll get fired.
Anyway, thank you very much for watching. Stay safe. Stay humble. Ciao.